and welcome to the Listening at Warwick podcast. In this episode, Kate and Johan find lots of aspects of online working that they want to keep. They talk about how they've taken real-life interactions online, including those all-important kitchen conversations. Finally, they consider the ways in which COVID has liberated their teaching and opened the whole world as a potential place for learning. Kate is a teacher educator in the Centre for Teacher Education. Her subject is physical education, and she's been at Warwick for 7 years. She also works with over 300 mentors who support trainee teachers in schools across the UK. Johan is a teaching fellow with Warwick Foundation Studies. He teaches inquiry and research skills for business, finance and management on the International Foundation Programme, a bridge into undergraduate study. This is part two of their conversation. To listen to them talk about rapport, relationship building, and how they move past a feeling of, is anyone listening? Tune in to part one via the Listening at Warwick podcast.
Do you have any sort of an assessment requirements that you had to do through the online scenario?
Yeah, sure. So for us, what we have with our students is one of the final assessments that they do, well, actually it spans most of the year, is we do a student research project with our students. And so students work throughout, so start in kind of late December, early January. They start on the research project, and then that culminates in doing a like a research poster conference. Usually that is done face to face. So we book kind of one of the rooms in the Oculus and have all the posters up on boards, and we print them out and have like a real, it's always a brilliant experience because there's like a strong community feel to it. Students can see all the work of other students. The discussions are just really lively, and like the whole environment in that sense really helps along with giving the feel of a, you know, like a kind of like a poster conference. So that was one of the things that we had to shift, and it turned more into one-to-one discussions in that sense. So I would say, you know, like absolutely suboptimal in terms of if you compare that to being able to stand in a bigger room, and so I appreciate that there's just aspect of the whole online engagement with students in that sense where face-to-face spaces can just facilitate different dynamics that you can do online, and so in this case it was particularly that kind of conference feel. I guess, you know, academic conferences have ventured out into the space of coming up with all sorts of fancy tools and things like that, but that's more expensive than we probably wanted for this particular assessment. So what we did was we just did one-to-one conversations, like evaluative discussions about their research. And I mean, I still absolutely love them because, like you say at the beginning, the one-to-one dynamic with students, like you said, was really powerful. For me, I didn't necessarily have a lot of that one-to-one dynamic with my students, unless, you know, like for particular conversations, particular questions, or with my tutees. But that came out a lot more in these one-to-one discussions, and you get a lot more of a feel for a student, and you see much more in who they are, the way that they think, the way that they argue, and things like that. So I really enjoyed doing that online still and being able to keep it up in that way. Mm. One of the things that was very beneficial about it is just the efficiency of it. So I think that is just, I think it is mention worthy in that sense. And even just collaborating with colleagues as well, is there is just an, you know, like the meetings that you book in and things like that can be, there's an efficiency of not having to go to a meeting that takes 10 minutes to go to that meeting, and then you kind of do your meeting and then again 10 minutes to kind of get back into working sphere and things like that, and all of that kind of clutter was just stripped away by being online, which I really prefer. So Kate, you mentioned earlier a colleague who very much vouches for the online space. I would be that colleague, I think, if I was
Oh, I'm sold.
So yeah, that was really my experience with doing particular assessment that worked well face to face and shifting them online. So I don't know if there were particular things for you where assessments may even work better online. I'd be interested to hear about that if
yeah.
that was the case.
So like you, we don't have exams or anything like that we had to shift online. We have, you know, written assessments across the year. Like you, we have a poster and that shifted online, but that worked just as well for us. In fact, students felt more confident in their home environment, probably with notes and support than they did when they were face to face. So the quality of our poster presentations alongside the academic poster definitely enhanced without a shadow of a doubt, in terms of they've just felt that they had that, as I say, that security. What was interesting is that we have these study groups, we call them, these collaborative smaller groups within subject, that they engaged with each other to support each other through their assessments, through their essays. I think that was the interesting thing that the online platform allowed. So whereas normally they only get together once a week on a Friday, there's so much going on, they never had that sort of time to talk. The online platform has allowed them to say, right, why don't we meet, Tuesday evening, 7 o'clock, let's talk about the title, let's talk, you know, or somebody says, look, I've written this, can we have a chat about it? And I really worked with my PE trainees to meet often whenever they could to talk about the assignments, talk about the challenges that they've got, because they've got lots of challenges. They're fitting in 4 days a week of teaching to do these assessments and all the lesson planning that goes on that they're having to do with schools. And I think that online platform really allowed them to collaborate and share and engage in critical thinking around research in a far better way this year than they've ever done previously, because we've shoved it in 5 minutes, or, you know, at the end of a session, or they've gone, Kate, can we talk about this? And I'm going, yeah, we've got so much to get through. So it gave them time because they had more time in the day to do it, so they could do it at 7 o'clock at night at home with a glass of wine and say, you know, I'm stuck, can you help me? And there was, like, they had groups of 4, 5 and 6 and that gave them that security, that time, and they got to know each other. And I've talked to, you know, I've met with the groups, and they all, I think, I feel there was one group that didn't quite work so well, but the other groups, I think they'll stay in touch, support each other through teaching. So it really gave that opportunity to collaborate. As I say, that element of time was gained there. You know, in terms of collaborating, how did you find it with colleagues? You know, because that's a whole different ball game, isn't it? How did it go in that regard, Johan?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I found that to be one of the things where I guess with students, what you have is you have your set interactions with them. So you have your seminars that are set in place and that that you attend, and you're there for your student, and that's kind of arranged for you. What I found with colleagues, like, interaction is such an important part for, I mean, all, you know, like, many aspects of it, whether it's just the social aspect of me with my colleagues and the relationship building in that sense, and feeling like you're doing things together with each other in that sense, or whether it's like bouncing a quick thought off. For example, I'm very much somebody who likes if I want to develop something, I want to talk it through with somebody, because just by bouncing thoughts off, that's how they develop for me. And I found that to be one of the aspects that required most kind of being deliberate in it. So just the conversations with staff. So I guess my initial team, so I had one other colleague who I teach on my module with, which I'll pick up on later as well, because we did some kind of specific team teaching, which is one of the things that was a real success I found this year. But outside of my immediate team that I work with, or outside of my immediate group of colleagues that I interact with because I'm in meetings with them, for example, it was a lot harder to have that sense of collegiality and getting to know new people. So there were a couple of people that joined, or actually, well, our department has changed quite a lot over the last year and a half and has expanded quite a lot. And so there's just a large group of people as well that I would have never met in person. And so it's much easier to just not be aware of who's actually in my department and building that relationship just across people. And what I found, and this is something that I started doing in the beginning, is it's just people that I don't know. Like there's a couple of colleagues where I thought, okay, I don't know them that yet. Let me just book in a meeting with them and just, you know, like openly, hi, how are you? Who are you? Tell a little bit about yourself. Just want to get a sense of who you are and build that sense of connection with them. And it's actually particularly one of these colleagues is actually somebody I work very closely with at the moment, or, you know, we've gotten used to actually just have relatively regularly, just that we pick up the phone in that sense and just have a call and sense check things or bounce off ideas and things like that, which definitely just, you know, like facilitated by getting comfortable with picking up the phone to people. Because of course with colleague, you walk across the corridor, you bump into somebody, you get chatting in the kitchen or in the corridor or whatever, and you don't have that same space at the moment. So we used to have these weekly catch-ups with across our department. I really value these times because sometimes you come across somebody that you haven't spoken to yet, and so it's these interactions that really helped. And also this last thing that I want to pick up on that is sometimes this was really interesting with working with teams, because you now have a chat function, it's suddenly it's like the go-to thing is to text somebody, and sometimes you end up in like a 20-minute conversation texting to each other where you think, I really should just pick up the phone, you know, like press the call button and call you. So I've started to do, and this is more like particularly recently, I've started to do this much more, where I start chatting with somebody and I think, okay, you know what, this has the potential to just be, you know, like a 20-minute chat conversation, but a 5-minute face-to-face, you know, like voice call. Let me just give them a call. And actually, it's just a much more fun as well, just see your colleague face-to-face and have that interactions.
That's really good that you do that, because I've really missed those informal interaction. I have seen some comment that, you know, some colleagues, we've gone for walks and stuff like that, but that informal space for me has gone, and it's fantastic that you've sort of implemented it that way. But what interesting in terms of, you talk about texting and then phoning, it's been very similar in terms of emailing and thinking, actually, do you know what, I'm just going to call them on Teams. If they're there, brilliant, and it makes a much more pleasant, you know, engagement with them, a conversation with them, collaboration with them, it, you know, which is great. But I'm going to pick up on at our team meetings, you know, that space where you can, you know, think and create and develop your program. There's lots of changes going on in ITT. And again, that's an area where we are definitely, we'd go back to face-to-face. Right. Creating and sharing ideas in the online platform has been challenging for us. So in that blended model that we're in, that hybrid working that we're talking about, we are talking about our meetings becoming face to face. But in terms of practice, the online environment, again, like you, has developed how I go into a meeting. And if it's my there's an aspect that I'm going to lead on, I now ensure that I share some of my thinking or my documentation in advance, in plenty of time, with some, you know, it might be as basic as I can we share feedback in the meeting? So there's much more preparation goes in to a meeting online, and probably more effective than it would have been face to face. Yeah. Okay, so in terms of collaborating, how have you found it sort of in other ways? How have you been working with your colleagues?
Yeah, so one of the things that we developed, which was very much because of the pandemic and having to go online back in March, and we
continued this thing into this last year as well, because we found it very successful, is teaching as a team. So have a we had sessions where we made a bit of a change in the way that we structured my module. So instead of that, we have three seminars, and usually because I don't like lecture spaces, so kind of very much teaching my content to students. I'm not a big fan of in that sense. So I've always interweaved it in my seminars and interweaved content with practice, activity, discussion, and things like that. What we did this time around was we condensed it slightly, have slightly less of these sessions. So we moved it to two seminar discussions with students, and then moved one into we called it a workshop, where we had all our seminar groups together, but actually teaching it with all our teaching staff on that module. And that was just something that I definitely want to continue moving forward as well, because it was brilliant for a couple of reasons. So from a online teaching point of view, there is a lot of literature in that sense around the benefit of team teaching for students, in terms of you know, like the different perspectives that you can get for it, the continuity, the kind of equalization, or you know, the consistency across teaching staff in what we deliver and things like that. So that's kind of one aspect that are kind of known benefits or potential benefits of team teaching. The dynamic that I find about it, particularly in the online space, was the benefit of it for me as a teacher, which is what I hadn't really expected in this way, but really became a highlight for me throughout the kind of pandemic online teaching. Because that whole issue, like you say, of teaching into the void, or that you feel like, is anybody there? That was kind of removed for me personally by having my colleague theirs, and we had a lot of fun in our in these spaces, and you know, like just enjoyment of going back and forth on particular things. We made jokes with each other, and for us it was just a delight going into that session. And I think I can speak for my colleague in this as well, I hope so, if you're listening, but it, you know, like it was my highlight of the week, of sitting there and have that space together, that kind of sense of collegiality in it, just the fun of delivering that session together, as well as all of the benefits of both of us knowing exactly what are we delivering, what are we bringing into our seminars, and making sure that is consistent. It was just a real delight to do that together. And so it's that lightened it for me, because of course you have a lot of people talk about Zoom fatigue or Teams fatigue, like the just being tired at the end of a session. I found that was removed in that sense in team teaching, because there is that change of dynamics. It felt very different in that sense. So that was for me a real highlight that I would even take back into physical teaching again, and would really want to take that on and continue to develop that, both for I guess angling it particularly more towards the benefit of the students as well, but I'm interested to see how that, even just from a staff point of view, and how I feel in my teaching, and the kind of sense of collegiality with colleagues and things like that, consistency in how we teach, and that how that continues even in a physical space. So it's a real benefit for me. Yeah, so really what I find, like with all these experiences together, kind of links with two of the other words that I had prepared in terms of how did I feel about this whole experience. So one was one was liberating, and liberating in the sense that it stripped away all systems and structures that you're tied to in the way that you have to teach, and suddenly you have space to do things in a different way. And so innovation kind of quickly follows after that, that suddenly new things are possible. So I was wondering, okay, do you have similarly, like, are there things that for you were like a particular highlight that you would take forward?
Yeah, I mean, I love that word, liberation. You know, it's that access. It became global, you know. I was able, and highlight for me was that I was able to bring in a really key, fabulous keynote speaker for our partnership conference from America. He talked at 8 o'clock in the morning in Kansas. For us, it was 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And it just, you just realized that actually there are no boundaries anymore, there are no borders anymore, that anywhere is you can access what they're doing and how they're developing. So for me, the highlight is really thinking, actually, I don't have to think about getting somebody down the road to come in and talk to students. Actually, I can get somebody from a different country who is actually talking the same language, but might have different experiences about how they implement. So it just opened up the whole world in terms of a potential place for learning. So that was a real sort of moment for me. And we've got lots of key, you know, different speakers that have come into the online space that would never have been able to talk to our trainees if we'd been face to face. And that, yeah, that's a real highlight of this whole experience. So Johan, it was really lovely to chat, and I'm fascinated by the team teaching aspect of what you were talking about and the different opportunities and the learning that you've gone through this year. So thank you for sharing.
Yeah, great. No, it was really interesting and really nice to hear from you, Kate. So great to get an insight into your world of teaching as well and learn from that myself as well. I find that very valuable. So, great. Thank you.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to this Listening at Warwick podcast. We have lots more episodes discussing blended and online learning at the University of Warwick. So until next time.